Our guest is Minnesota Corn Public Policy Specialist Alex Trunell. Alex, let's recap the Minnesota legislative session.
The legislature's set to wrap up today. Been a long year, a lot of work done by the House and Senate this year with the new majorities coming in. First time in 10 years that the legislature and the governor's office has been controlled by the single party. The ag omnibus bill wrapped up a couple weeks ago now, actually. There was quite a few provisions in there that we were very supportive of and excited to see continued. One of those provisions is around the biofuels infrastructure grant program. This is a program that was started in 2021. There was about $6.75 million for the biennium appropriated. This program allows the smaller fuel retail stations to install equipment to begin offering higher mid-level blends like unleaded 88 and other blends. And with this funding, Minnesota will be able to get to over 500 locations statewide offering unleaded 88, continuing to lead the nation in a number of locations and availability. Another area that we've been really focused on the last couple of years is around soil health and finding ways to help farmers begin trying new tillage practices on their operation. Last year, we worked toward a pilot program that was about $500,000. That program was applied to 13 times the number of applications as funds were available. We were excited to see a little over $1 million in the ag bill for that, as well as money from the Clean Water Fund that was available for that program to allow to kind of offset some of the upfront costs that the farmers might face when they're thinking about buying equipment for soil health.
Sure. A lot of good things happening. Still some concerns too, right?
This year there was a lot of bills that we saw kind of come up were in the House bill, but on the Senate side that they were able to, in conference committee, those were kind of negotiated out. So we're always, looking to see what comes down the what's introduced when it comes to, crop protection tools. We want to make sure that farmers have those tools available to them to use for their operation, and something that we'll continue to keep an eye out as we move forward.
Yeah. Okay. Where do we go from here then?
We'll continue to, there's going to be a lot of activities over the summer. One of the things that was in the transportation bill was around looking at a working group for a low carbon fuel standard or a clean fuel standard that would impact the ethanol sector quite a bit. So we want to make sure that as the state looks at policies like that, that the agriculture and the biofuel perspective is well represented in areas like that.
Sure. Anything else we need to be aware of?
There was one small provision in the transportation bill around a sustainable aviation fuel that would create a credit of $1.50 per gallon for aviation fuel that is blended and used at airports in the state to kind of complement the $1.25 credit that was in the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm excited to kind of see maybe where that program goes. Governor Walz is very supportive of that program. I think they kind of just have jump-started it for this next year, and we'll be curious to see if they're able to expand it in the future. But it's exciting to see that farmers not only can feed and fuel the world, but also fuel the airplane that you'll be riding on too.
Alex, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Minnesota Corn Public Policy Specialist Alex Trunell.